freeze gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be if not so bad.
Tired of reading these sad stories. Let's talk about some technology. And then we'll jump back to more sad news, because we got lots of it, don't worry. U.S. suspends
for giving me the best day of my life. No, just to be with you is having the best day.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is a beautiful Tuesday, November the 28th, 2023. That's right, we've just got a few days left in the month. Pretty exciting. Work, this is the first day back in the office. As you can hear, I got the beard static going as I walk to the shady spot. We're on the roof. Beautiful blue skies, very clear, light clouds in the sky. I saw a jet flying by, leaving a nice contrail earlier, but that's even wisped away. It's 15 degrees right now, high of 16. Supposed to stay about that for the rest of the week. Expecting rain on Thursday, so that'll be something. We'll see. Almost there. Work has been pretty calm, so that's good. I got stuck. It's 1911 UTC now, but I got stuck because one of my coworkers went on vacation this week, and his password expired, so it's causing a little bit of a headache. Always check your passwords before you go on vacation. That's my tip from me to you. Shout out to those in comm hanging out with Jay LaMoth, which is also a reminder that you can also chat on XMPP if you'd like. Jabber there. There is a conference server with some rooms. It's conference.jabber.sdf.org, or you can just go to jabber.sdf.org and boom, you can hang out there. You can get an account. If you have an SDF account, you can get your Jabber going, so check it out. So hey, let's get into it. There's a bunch of news going on, and I that's what we're here for. We got news, so away we go. So first we go over to our bookmarks. Go to our desktop bookmarks. News to me. It's not the 27th. Oops. Let's sync that. We go over to settings. Sync now. Get a little blue syncing icon going. Alrighty. There we go. So now we should have our bookmarks for all the news we need today. So first, we start in South Africa, where 11 miners are dead. 11 people died in an accident at a South African platinum mine on Monday when the lift fell as it was lifting workers at the end of their day. The company said the company that owns the mine, Impala Platinum, said on Tuesday. 86 employees were standing in the lift. 11 lost their lives and all others were transferred to hospitals. In this 1,000 meter deep shaft, some 150 kilometers northwest of Johannesburg, the lift picked up miners at the bottom and stopped several times on the way to collect the miners at the end of their shift. Shortly before 5 p.m. on Monday, a spokesman for the company was letting know, at the third stop, it suddenly started to go back down, and the system is automated. An operator tried to apply the emergency protocols, but the lift continued to descend and only stopped at the very bottom when the counterweight rose to the surface and then got stuck by jacks, causing a sudden pop. I don't know what stop by jacks means, but some died, others were seriously injured, and others escaped with scratches. Many of the injured had broken ankles and legs. The rescue operation has been completed, and it's devastated, quote, as much as a company can be devastated by a horrible accident that they're responsible for. South Africa is rich in minerals, is the world's leading producer of platinum. Fatal accidents involving miners are frequent in the country. So, they have the deepest mines in the world and is a major exporter of gold, diamonds, coal, and other raw materials. So, how about that? hey, Thrigs in the house. Welcome, welcome. Yep, you never know. Yeah, exactly, Jalema. It's devastated by how much money this will cost them. Yeah, I'm sure it's not cheap. It's always funny to me how thin the margins are on some of these, like, incredibly expensive things. Like, it's like a diamond mine. Like, diamond mines and platinum mines and gold mines, all these mines, it's like, oh, I'd expect them to be making money, like, crazy amounts of money. And it's like, well, only once that you're at a certain scale do you start making the crazy money, I guess. Anyway, very sad there. But don't worry, 11 is not the highest death toll for us today. More than a dozen are dead as storms sweep through Russia, Ukraine, and Moldova. Hurricane-force winds, snowfall, and flooding swept through parts of southern Russia and left at least 18 people dead, and almost 2 million are without power. Let's see what we got here. Dubbed the Storm of the Century by Russian media, the violent weather has lashed the southern regions of Dagestan, Krasnodar, and Rostov, as well as the occupied Ukrainian territories of Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, Zaporizhia, and Crimea. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been following reports of the disasters and ordered the government to take measures to help the affected regions. Russia's energy ministry said 1.9 million people were affected by power cuts. Four people were reported to have died in Russia and Russian-annexed Crimea due to the storms, with another four reported dead in Moldova. And Ukraine, excuse me, sorry about that. In Ukraine, at least 10 were dead and 23 injured, piling pressure on emergency services and an energy grid already burdened by the invasion. Who knew? An invasion. Not good for Mike and not good for safety. Thrig pointing out, they don't get rich. Oh, mines don't get rich by paying people or investing in safety. AX1's in the house. And Pizza Pal, welcome, welcome. To make money, start a banking business. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's charge people to store their gold. That'll be one gold ingot for every ingot you store, please. Now, dozens have been killed in Burkina Faso. There's been a bit of a kerfuffle there. Oh, we got a white VW bug. No turn signal. Crossing. Oh, they did it. Good job. No white-wheeled walls on that model. Those must be aftermarket tires. But the intersection is surprisingly quiet today, which is good, I guess. Box truck goes by. Even the box truck's quiet. There we go. Now I've said it, and now it's happening. Very chill. The intersection's doing good. At least 40 civilians were killed in an attack on Sunday in Djibo in northern Burkina Faso, according to the UN. A large number of Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal Muslimin, or JNIM, fighters attacked a military base, homes, and internally displaced people's camps in the Sahel region, killing at least 40 civilians and injuring more than 42. An army detachment in Djibo in northern Burkina Faso was the target of the attack. It began around 3 p.m. on Sunday and was carried out by several hundred armed men who tried in vain to penetrate the military base. They added that the attackers were hit by army aircraft. So, pretty big, right? X1 posits or puts forward that Putin is a Muslim. I don't know. I'm not sure. That would be a very surprising thing. Be like, oh, why haven't we seen Vladimir Putin? Oh, because he's converted to Islam and was been in Mecca for the last several months. he was walking a pilgrimage to Mecca. Okay, well, what else is going on? This is all sad. Here's something positive. You know those miners in India that were trapped? Guess what? They're not going to die. They are saved. Indian workers have left the tunnel. The collapse happened on the morning of November 12th. And contact with the trapped men was established soon after. They're given oxygen, food, and water while they waited for the rescue. But boom, they have been freed. So that's a positive, that's just a nice little positive news update for you amidst the death and destruction. Because, you know, sometimes you need that little bit of positive energy. But don't worry, we'll get right back into the sadness. Toxic gas is putting millions at risk in the Middle East, according to the BBC. Toxic pollutants released during gas flaring are endangering millions more people than previously feared. Flaring is the burning of waste gas during oil drilling and is taking place across the Gulf. New research suggests pollution is spreading hundreds of miles, worsening air quality across the entire region. Alright, we got two cars at the intersection. One's turning left, they've got a turn signal. The one behind them turning right, both with turn signals, both stopped. Alright, the van turning left. Hey, they turned left into the left-hand turning lane, but at least they turned properly. Right-hand car turned right into the left lane. My driving instructor used to get mad at us doing that, but I'm not sure I find a problem with it if there's no oncoming traffic. Alright, we got a truck going to turn. Nope. Shucks. Breaks the streak. Ford F-150, no turn signal, did not turn at the intersection, just kind of pointed their truck in the general direction of the road. I'm always amazed at how those guys don't die more. Those trucks are not very safe. All right, let's see. Crash, crash, crash. Claudio M in the house. Welcome, welcome. And Sazo. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, caltrops would make it interesting. I feel like I'd get in trouble for damaging cars, though. Especially since I'm up here overlooking the intersection every day. They would probably be like, two and two. All right, we got a car without a front license plate. They're using their turn signal to turn right. I've got another car. They are turning across. Hey, they moved. Hey, look at that. All you need for the... Oh, squirrel. Dude. There's a dude. I'm looking at a squirrel. He has... He's now on the light pole, like, I don't know, 10 yards away from me. Oh, he's laying flat. I think he's hiding. Oh, scurrying. He's up on his hind legs. He's looking around. Is he going to go in the trees or is he going to go back out into the... Oh, there we go. Boom. All right, he's jumped into the trees. Yep, I was commenting on the crisscrossing cars. Yep. Good point. X1 supports squirrels. I think we all support squirrels. I support squirrels that aren't eating my house. I lived in an apartment once where the squirrels had gotten into the roof and, they were eating, you could hear them and they would always, like, different electrical problems would happen because the squirrels ate different wires. It got to be a problem. Eventually it was a problem. Anyway, it's 1922 UTC, which makes me want to remind you that in just 7 minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So, Dubious Goals Committee, what's that? Well, how many flavors of tea are there? How many notes are there on a synthesizer? Can you use solar power to feed your synth? All of these things... That's what the Dubious Goals Committee does. Are there dudes? What are good shoes? Do you like golf balls or a golf ball washer? Do you know about Ghost Bear? These are all things that you can learn. Ball joint baby dolls? Hey, Dubious Goals Committee, you should check it out. Up, we got a Ford Ranger pulling up. They are turning left. They are in the middle of the road. No care in the world. They got a big-ass thing strapped to the roof of their car. All right, now we got an orange Ford truck, or Chevy truck, pulled up. Not quite in the right lane, but good enough. Hey, they turned their turn signal on after they saw me staring at them. A lot of oncoming traffic. Oh, wow, a gold car. I haven't seen one of those in a while. All right, and we got someone that's going to turn left. I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, there we go. The car turning left. Scooted forward. That's really all people need in the left turn lane, it seems like, is a car that's in the lane. We got a Toyota, did not stop at the stop sign, just immediately just drove through it like it wasn't there. Anyway, that's the hyper local news for you. There has been a mall fire in Karachi. The preliminary report says there was no public safety system in the building. A preliminary report prepared by the fire brigade department has stated there was no kind of public safety system in place at the commercial high-rise building in Karachi's Gulistan I-Jawhar area, which caught on fire over the weekend. At least 11 people died, while 5 others were injured after a blaze erupted in the RJ shopping mall at 6:20 a.m. on Saturday because of a short circuit. The fire erupted on the 4th floor before spreading to other parts of the building. The deaths occurred because the building had no ventilation. A police team was subsequently formed to investigate the fire. On Sunday, police had registered a first information report on the fire. The case was registered on behalf of the state, but no other information readily available there. Balls join baby doll. Oh, ball joint baby dolls. They're dolls that have their joints are movable. That's what a ball joint doll is. Had someone doing a tour and they were like, what the hell is this man on about? SQL joins. No, it's not quite the same as an SQL join. Don't get me started. Joins are a whole other beast. If you're doing joins, use your indexes. Come on. If you're making joins, please use your indexes. It's, it makes me crazy. Anyway, we've got 5 minutes to go, so we're going to skip over a few stories that I had that I thought were pretty cool, but not quite as cool as this. So first, pet tigers. Got some dude news. Two tigers at the center of a row between neighbors in Ghana's capital of Accra remain in a cage on one of the properties despite a court ordering their removal. When businessman Nana Kwame Bediako took the unusual step of importing them, he thought people would be excited to see non-native wildlife, but his unimpressed neighbors took legal action. My family and I feel very unsafe and terrified anytime we see the tigers. They were brought in from Dubai as cubs last year, but now the wildcats appear to be fully grown. Mr. Bediako has not said how much the process cost him, but described what he had done as an achievement. I went through the right processes and I brought experts from outside to create a safety cage for them so they don't become a danger to the public. I can guarantee you that there's millions in Africa who have never seen a tiger, and that's the common yellow and black. Now we have the white tigers, which are very rare in this world. Mr. Bediako keeps them enclosed in a pen next to his home in a gated compound with 5 other houses in an upmarket area of Accra. So, anyway, a little bit of dispute there over the Tiger King of Africa, but that's what's going on there. Avoid the cross king. Cross join. He's usually mad. Yeah, do not... oh my gosh. Anyway, dealing with data stuff. Joins are one of the... Joins, people do not understand. People don't understand. The two things people are most unfamiliar with. Joins and what data types mean. What a data type means to your computer. Or to a computer. There was a cyber attack in Texas. Guess what happened? 3 emergency rooms closed. That's right. A cyber attack can close the emergency room. Why? Because in the United States, medical care is very expensive. And so you have to pay. If they can't get paid, they just won't treat you. That's what happens. A cyber attack has shut down emergency rooms in at least 3 states. Hospital operator warned on Monday, forcing the organization to divert patients to other facilities. Ardent Health, which oversees 30 hospitals in states across the U.S., including New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma, said it had been targeted by a ransomware attack over the holiday. The attack shut down a significant number of its computerized services. In an abundance of caution, our facilities are rescheduling some non-emergent elective procedures and diverting some emergency room patients to other area hospitals. Each of the affected hospital chains, Hillcrest Healthcare in Oklahoma, Lovelace Health in New Mexico, and UT Health in Texas, said that some of their emergency rooms were transferring to other hospital. The computer system that tracked patient healthcare records, among others, were affected. Oh, we got a Tesla here. They've got a turn signal, but they did not stop at this. That's amazing. This is amazing to watch. It's just blows. It's so amazing to see when someone drives a car and just totally disregards a stop sign. All right, we got a car. Oh, they did the bad turning thing, even though there was a car in the roadway turning the opposite direction. Oof, man. I'm going to get to witness a wreck here one day soon. I've got a feeling. Anyway, let's check in with Calm because it's the last few seconds before the time's over. Do-do-do. All right, cool. Well, enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. I got to get out of here. It is time for the Dubious Goals. Oh, man. But you've been listening to me, a fun show that at least I hope it's fun. We talk about death and destruction and all that jazz every day, Monday through Friday at 1900 UTC or thereabouts. I do this show from the roof of the parking garage at work, so sometimes I'm a little late, sometimes a little early. But you know what? Hey, we'll have fun either way. Please listen to the Dubious Goals Committee if you have any health issues, because they can cure you. Do your joints hurt? Do your mind hurt? Do your eyes not work right? Does any part of your body not get as hard or soft as you'd like it to be? Listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. 10, 9, 8.